Gunmen kill Mexican cop at coronavirus checkpoint near Texas border. By Cartel Chronicles on August 18, 2020. Piedras Negras, Coahuila, gunmen killed a police officer and injured a firefighter at a coronavirus checkpoint 20 miles south of the Texas border. The attack comes as police are expected to upgrade their weaponry to match regional cartel firepower. The attack occurred early Monday along the highway that connects the towns of Morelos and Nava. A police officer and a firefighter were manning a health checkpoint. They were preparing to check the temperatures of passengers in a gray Chevrolet Suburban when gunmen fired, killing the cop and injuring the firefighter. Military and state police forces rushed to the scene after the firefighter radioed for help, however, the gunmen fled. Authorities temporarily removed the checkpoints in and around Nava. Por segundo día cartel del noreste desata el terror en hashtag Coahuila. En hashtag Allende cuelga narcomantas. Bailia un adulto y un niño afuera de un restaurante, quema un rancho. En hashtag Piedras Negras realiza varias detonaciones en varias colonias. En hashtag Zaragoza también localiza narcomantas pic.twitter.com/s8qdsfwzq. La Voz del Pueblo, official, at El Pueblo 2, August 18, 2020. The attack comes as the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas carries out drive-by attacks and hangs banners threatening law enforcement. Also in recent days, Coahuila authorities got approval from Mexico's military to use higher-caliber weapons and machine guns against armored cartel vehicles. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to the Mexican states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by J.M. Martinez from Coahuila.